So we just heard one of our Lord's most challenging of sayings. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. And on first thinking about this, we say, that is absolutely impossible. How can this have anything to do with us? To be perfect as our heavenly Father is perfect? To better understand what our Lord is getting at here, it helps to appreciate the word that we find in Greek, the language that the New Testament was written in. The word that is translated into English as perfect is the Greek word teleos. And this word in Greek often has a very special meaning. It has nothing to do with what we might call some sort of abstract, philosophical perfection, but it has very much to do with the following. For the Jewish people, a victim, an animal, to be offered up for sacrifice to God was teleos. It was without blemish. It was a perfect victim. A man or a woman who has reached adulthood and is growing into that kind of adult maturity is teleos, distinct from a teenager. A student who has reached a mature level of knowledge in a subject is understood to be teleos, as opposed to someone who is just beginning. To put it another way, the Greek idea of this type of perfection is functional. A thing is perfect when it fully realizes the purpose for which it was planned, designed, and made. In point of fact, the meaning involved the derivation of the word teleos is better understood when we understand another word, which is the word telos. Telos. And it means something that has a purpose, an aim, or a goal. Someone who is an archer and is able to hit the bullseye, that is telos. They've hit the mark where the arrow is supposed to go. Now let me just use a simple analogy. Say I notice at home that, I have a screw that is loose. I've got a number of screws that are loose, and I need to tighten them. But I realize I need a Phillips screwdriver, and the only kind of screwdriver I have is a flathead. Is that flathead screwdriver going to be able to tighten those screws? No, it's not. I'm going to need to go to the hardware store, and I'm going to have to buy the right kind of Phillips screwdriver. But then I take it home, it fits my hand, and lo and behold, it goes right into the screw in the way that it's supposed to, and I'm able to tighten that screw. That Phillips screwdriver is, so to speak, teleos. It is the right screwdriver meant for the appropriate screw. So when Jesus says we are to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, what he wants us to understand is the following, that we have been made in the image of God. We are those creatures that are part of God's creation that in a particular way is to reflect his character. We are to be like God. So that's why in today's reading from the gospel, Jesus calls us to a different standard of love. Not the standard of love that is the standard of the world, but is this teleos, this way of being that reflects the very character of God himself. And so as we think about this, as we think about everything that our Lord teaches, particularly in the Sermon on the Mount, that this is at the heart of Jesus' teaching in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, that he wants us to understand that it is our interior life that is to be characteristic more and more of the life of God. We fulfill our humanity. We enter upon Christian perfection when we learn to live the life of love that Jesus speaks of today. But the other thing we need to bear in mind as we read the Sermon on the Mount, we realize that this is not some sort of just human love. This is the love of God, which we understand to be a theological virtue. And the theological virtues are infused as the life of Jesus is imparted to us more and more. Therefore, the love to which Jesus calls us is beyond the capacity of our human nature, but it is the gift of the Spirit received through faith and made possible by the sacraments. This isn't some sort of human perfectionism that Jesus is calling us to. No, this is the life of grace, where we join ourselves more and more to Jesus, to our Heavenly Father, and to the example of the saints. We then realize that the perfection that Jesus calls us to is actually an authentic humanity, to truly be the kind of people that God has formed us to be, so that as we reflect His image more and more, we are growing into the perfection that we read of at the end of Matthew chapter 5.